I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. What a big Tuesday show we've got for you. Coming up just this hour alone, we are stunned to a news in 20 minutes, and then in 40 minutes, another episode of Canadian Bacon, where Mraz takes you whip around through the day in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Next hour, we'll talk about the MLS's back tournament with Philadelphia Union head coach Jim Curtin. They're down to the Final Four, where Philly's going to take on Portland in one semifinal. So Coach Curtin's going to join us in an hour from now. Also, the XFL got new wings as The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, heads an ownership group that bids on the XFL, the bankrupt Spring Football League. So we'll talk to one of the executives of the league, Randy Mueller, joining us coming up here next hour as well. And then in hour number four, Kevin Harlan, one of the great broadcasters of the NBA and one of the voices of the NBA on TNT. Inside the bubble, Kevin Harlan's going to join us coming up here later on in the show as well. We've also got Trash Tuesday today, so let us know what you're trashing. Tweet at me, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. And today's poll question involves something that we delved into in hour number one. I led off the show talking about Zion Williamson last night. He and the Pelicans getting a victory over the Memphis Grizzlies. They needed it desperately. They were 3.5 games behind the Grizzlies for the final playoff spot. Last night with the win, they crept to 2.5 games left to go before the end of the regular season to try to make up. And it seemed like the minutes restrictions was finally off of Zion. Zion started last night, played 25 minutes. He was very good, had more than 20 points, had boards and assists, and really played a very nifty game around the basket. And we led the show talking about how it was good to see Zion off the minutes restrictions. And then Mraz just lit into him. Well, it's his fault for being out of shape the first two games. Why did that happen? He's too lazy. Then he started ripping the Pelicans for not having Zion in better shape. I said, whoa, big fella. We're leading off a Trash Tuesday show. We all like Zion. The kid's eminently likable. He just is coming off a really good game. The Pelicans did take off the minutes restrictions, and he did perform well, and we're ripping them. And we dug into this, and it ends up that Mraz had a really bad day yesterday, eating-wise. His beloved New York Rangers fell into a 2-0 hole against the Carolina Hurricanes in their opening round playoff series, their qualifying round series, and that led Mraz down a very slippery water slide. He ate everything in sight yesterday. I mean, everything. And I think it really led him to being more angry last night when he watched Zion than this morning when he woke up to talk about Zion, and he admitted as much as well. So today's poll question is, Does eating poorly lead you to being more angry about your sports teams? And I guess I could just talk Mraz better now. I now know the language of Mraz better after 7.5 years together. Because I know on certain Mondays when there's just some type of crazy angst in his voice, I'm like, oh, something, you ate a lot yesterday. You ate your feelings yesterday because, you know, this reaction's kind of out of left field, even for you. So last night, would you just mind going down the hit list? Because I think this will enhance the context of the poll question for our listeners.
So the Rangers lose. I go Chipotle bowl.
Okay.
Full bag Chipotle chips.
What kind of burrito bowl is it?
Double chicken, black beans, fajita, brown rice, sour cream, cheese, lettuce, corn salsa, and the green salsa.
And you did double meat in there, too.
Well, you need the protein. Okay. And then I went full bag of chips, which are very unhealthy but very tasty.
What kind of chips were they?
Those are the Chipotle tortilla chips, the salted with that little bit of a lime zest, I think.
Yeah,
they
love
do. I don't know how they do it. It's wonderful.
Yep.
Then I proceeded to do, I think it was 3 scoops of cookie dough ice cream, peanut butter sauce, whipped cream, and Reese's Pieces.
My God. So it was not only 3 scoops of cookie dough, but it was a full-on sundae you made yourself.
Well, I mean, if you're going to commit, you commit, right?
No, I'm not judging. I want this just on the record.
When you have the pen out, as I see you writing down, it feels a little judgy.
That's side cooking where I'm coming from.
So then I decide I'm going to, you know, be a manatee in the pool, and I throw on the outdoor TV, and I get, you know, whatever. I got all the hockey games going on, you know, as Hurricane Jen would say. And then I say, all right, I'm getting a little hungry for dinner. Do we go down the route of, you know, some kind of healthy chicken dish? No. I break out the burgers, and I do 2 burgers with cheese, each
good
with
burgers.
two strips of bacon, one with ketchup, one with mayo. Mm. So bacon cheeseburgers, 2 of them. I also had gone to the store, and I got everything to make my mom's famous coleslaw. So I did a hot dog and buried it with coleslaw on top. And then I had 2 pieces of corn on the cob, buttered up nice with a lot of seasoning. And 3 Corona Lights, because I'm watching my feet. Can't go with the Corona extras.
And then did you bury a bag of Oreos as well?
You caught that on Twitter.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, the Yankees go into a rain delay, the Pelican game ends, and now I'm trying to watch a little Canadians and Penguins when what does my wondering eye appear but a bag of Oreos, oh dear. And I cracked open a sleeve of Oreos, and then my TV went out because we got hit with a thunderstorm. So that's how I ended my night.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Now, to be fair, they were the Oreo Thins, so I don't know if that matters.
No, I think that probably saved you about 14 calories there.
Okay. All right. Well, 14's 14.
So this is what I just want as a public service announcement. I'm not going to shame you from eating poorly. I certainly eat poorly from time to time as well.
Oh, there was a handful of chocolate-covered gummy bears as well at some point.
Okay. Chocolate-covered gummy bears. All right. Well, I think we got the hit list here. My point is this. If you're out there in radio land and you are listening, and you wonder why sometimes you might wake up more irritable than other days, or maybe you go to bed more irritable, or everything annoys you, or you're just kind of cranky and angry, or maybe you find yourself in a fit of rage at times. Remember, it could be directly tied to you stress eating or angry eating because something happened specifically in sports. If you find yourself more critical than usual about sports, maybe you're on Twitter fighting with people. Maybe you're in a comment section ripping somebody. Maybe you're on Facebook trashing somebody. Maybe you're just trying to get anger out. It could be directly related to what you just ate. Because I would tell you this, in my 7.5 years of studying the beast known as Mraz, I can tell you, this morning's rip job of Zion Williamson, I believe, is directly tied to this eating habit here. I think if Mraz did not eat this poorly, this morning was a totally different take on Zion Williamson, a more measured take, perhaps even a complimentary take. I know that Mraz actually likes Zion. I know this. And
I do.
He probably, had he had some type of healthy grilled chicken dinner last night with, you know, maybe a cookie or maybe a handful of gummy bears, but nothing crazy. I bet you the take actually would have been how proud he was of a member of Chubbo Nation for performing as well as Zion did last night, because the way that I opened up the show was, for a big man, he's got great footwork. He's not just a power dunker. Last night you saw how crafty he was from a footwork standpoint, which could be Mraz on the flag football field. I've said this before, having played a season with him on the Long Island Young Guns, is that while Mraz is a big body, he actually is very nifty on his feet. Doesn't mean he doesn't have clumsy moments. He banks himself into chairs and slams his finger in doors and has these moments. But actually, on his feet, he can move around really well for his weight. I bet you would have led with the take of, you see, just because he's big doesn't mean he's not athletic. People need to recognize that this guy's not just a chubbo. He's a real athlete, and I love him for it. But instead, he went the other way. And I just want this as a word of the wise. Last night, Mraz ate a burrito bowl, double chicken, all the trimming, sour cream, cheese, yada, yada, yada. He had the bag of Chipotle chips as well. Now, was that in salsa or guacamole or just the straight chips?
The chips, because I dip them. I use them as the fork when I eat the bowl.
Okay. He also had 3 scoops of cookie dough ice cream along with whipped cream and chocolate sauce. So a cookie dough ice cream sundae. Now, this was just lunch.
Peanut butter sauce, yes.
Peanut butter sauce. This was just lunch. He then doubles down on this endeavor by going for dinner. 2 burgers on the grill with both cheese and bacon on them. He adds to 2 double cheeseburgers with bacon, a hot dog mauled in coleslaw. He then has corn of the cob with butter and seasoning, 3 Corona Lights, and finish it off with a bag of Oreos, and not to be outdone, has a handful of chocolate-covered gummy bears. That is from the time of about 3 o'clock on?
I would say the window there was 3 to 9:30.
Okay, so that's a 6.5-hour window here, guys. And when we wake up at dark 30. So you're not getting a full night's sleep to perhaps process this, or at least just be on like a 7-hour rested window. You're waking up and Mraz is probably getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
I got a good 5 spot.
Okay, so if you're wondering perhaps sometimes why you feel yourself being even more angry than normal, it could be directly tied to stress eating around sports or just stress eating in general, or just being out to lunch about what you eat for lunch. If you're just smashing your maw full of chocolate and cheese and meats and breads and beers, it's distinctly possible that your takes and your attitude will be far more negative.
It's sugary garbage. The more you know, I think he's right, and I think today has to be a life-changing moment for me. I'm going to lose a lot of weight starting today.
Starting today. Okay. I wanted to talk about this Cardinals casino story as well, because the Cardinals have had an outbreak of coronavirus, less than the Marlins, but more and more people are reporting that they went to a casino together and that this now feels like it's pretty well common knowledge. Now, their GM would say, I don't have any knowledge of that, but I don't have any knowledge that they didn't. So he's really walking that line of, I don't have any evidence that these guys were at a casino, but I don't have any evidence that they weren't at a casino. And there's reports that they were at a casino. Now, I think that these Cardinals players, while it's hard to validate trashing a bunch of guys with an unfounded rumor, they haven't admitted this. The team hasn't admitted this. Obviously, this is just a report or multiple reports, but it's multiple reports from pretty well-established baseball writers. I've got to tell you, the Cardinals do deserve to get trashed if they were at this casino. Because a casino, from what we know, it's not an excuse anymore to not know. You know, we've been in pandemic for 4.5 months. People know, by and large, what's safe and what's not. Now, people might choose to not be safe, and look, that's your choice. We'd like everybody to be safe, but you know what? You can choose to go against the grain because that's your civil liberties. You think that's your American freedom, yada, 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 all these nonsensical talking points I hear. But fine, that's up to you. I mean, nobody's going to throw you in jail for being in a casino. The casino's open. But for baseball players, you run the risk of shutting down your entire operation by getting sick, okay? For most of us, we don't run that same risk. It's not like our industry falls apart if we get coronavirus. There's a lot of other reasons you wouldn't want it, but one of the things that you don't think, at least the normal American doesn't think, is, oh my God, if I get coronavirus, well, then the accounting industry goes under. Nobody's going to have their tax prepared for the rest of the year. Nobody thinks of it in those terms. But baseball players, that's the reality. They are all intertwined. They're all interwoven. And there's only 30 teams. If you take out an entire team, number one, you've now taken out everybody on your team from earning their paycheck. But ultimately, that could topple the entire competitive balance, and you might say, if we can't have a full team, then we've got to just bail on this. Now, my doubt is that baseball would ever do that. I think that the Marlins could have tested positive for two straight months, and baseball would have still just played without them. You know, everybody gets their wins, forfeits those games, and you get those W's. I mean, we just saw the MLS's back tournament send two teams home. They were able to execute the tournament, and they said, you know what, we're going to full steam ahead even if two teams can't partake. I think even in the NFL, I think the same thing would happen, that you could have multiple teams have an outbreak that where they said, you guys just can't play for the rest of the season, and they would still plow through. But there is the risk that if you get sick, you topple your entire industry. So for multiple players to go to an indoor place where everybody's touchy-touchy, all of the same stuff. I mean, look, if any of you guys have been in a casino, and I'm sure many of our listeners have, when I go to a casino, I know I'm picking up something. I've never been more sick than coming home from Vegas. Never. I've never had the type of virus or bacteria strain that I had when I came back from Vegas one time. I came back and I was like, this is just absolutely just laid me out. Because, look, you're touching everybody's cards. You're touching the same screens to poke at those levers and to poke at those cherries and those sevens. And everybody's picking up the same glasses and you're touching the same tables. And you see some people at the casino. I mean, my God, they look like death anyway. I mean, they're already walking in with their oxygen tank and their cigarettes. And they're hocking up a black lung anyway. It's like Jody Mack in a wig at one of those slot machines. You know, everything is disgusting. I mean, everything. And then you just see all these bro hams that are just, you know, bro hugging one another. Then, you know, they're coughing on their shirt and they're smoking a cigarette and they're, you know, just all up on one another. And you just know that they're not washing their hands. They're coughing and they're sneezing. It's just everything is everywhere. And it's indoors and there's no windows. Okay, a casino is made for no windows. In the entire casino, you're not supposed to know what time of day it is that you keep gambling. It's the weirdest thing in the world. You know, you go into a sports book, you're like, I wonder if it's dark out. I have no idea. It's the desert. It's a different time zone. And the Clippers game is on. It could be bright light. It could be dark. I have no idea. They want it that way. There's no ventilation. There's no windows. Everybody's touching everything and it's indoors. I mean, what do you think is going to happen at a casino? And the Cardinals don't have this excuse of, oh, we didn't know. Everybody knows the casino is one of the worst places you can go to. You might as well sit in your hotel room and lick each other's ear. I mean, this is basically what you are doing. It's a bunch of strangers in a closed quarters with no ventilation, touching the same stuff. I mean, come on. So, okay, we don't necessarily know the Cardinals were in a casino, but there's multiple reports that they were. Yeah, they deserve to get ripped for this. Yes, of course they deserve to get ripped for this. It's stupidity at its highest form. Is it legal? Sure, go ahead. You can go to the casino, but just know that when you do, you're running a really high risk of getting sick or at least interacting with a lot of people's droplets, and you don't know what they have or where they've been. You might not be scared of getting it, but it's not about that for the Cardinals. It's not even about whether the Cardinals are going to get really sick and or die. It's about if they test positive, they can't play baseball. And if they can't play baseball, enough of them, then they can't play a baseball season and they can't earn a paycheck. I mean, that's the big deal here. It's not even about what the health repercussions are necessarily. Of course, you don't want them getting other people sick, specifically the elderly or people that are high risk or their family members or whatever. But this is actually about a business. And of course you can rip the Cardinals for going to the dopiest place ever. Just lick a Petri dish if you want to go to the casino, you dolts. You morons. Of course this is going to happen. Of course. I mean, the worst idea ever. When we come back here on the show, we are stunned to a news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that, big boy?
Let me just say this first and foremost, DA. I gotta say, I love the DA show. It's like a warm cup of barista in my hand in the morning. There's comfort there.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
We're good.
We are the comfort food every single morning here on CBS Sports Radio, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio, won't you? Tell your smart speaker, play CBS Sports Radio, and you'll put it on around your house. Get your day started with us. Just say, play CBS Sports Radio. The player of the week brought to you by Granger. Taking a look at the one who got it done this week, Aaron Judge. Red hot to open up the year. He hit home runs in five straight games, rather, including a two-blast effort Sunday night against the Red Sox. Through nine games, Judge tops in baseball in both home runs and RBIs. He is just a monster right now. The player of the week, sponsored by Granger. As you get back to business, Granger is there to help. Supplies and solutions for every industry, safety, recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. Visit Granger.com/recovery. Granger for the ones who get it done. It's a Trash Tuesday, so send us your trashes, won't you? DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. Connor Green working the board today in for Pete the Body Bilotti. Have those trashes ready to go because we've got some trashes coming in. Although first, we've got some accolades, bouquets thrown at Mraz's feet for what he ate last night after the Rangers lost their second straight game to the Carolina Hurricanes, putting them in a 2-0 hole in their qualifying round series of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mraz took down a burrito bowl with double chicken, sour cream, cheese, and all the fixins, a bag of chips as well that he used to scoop up the remnants, three scoops of cookie dough ice cream, whipped cream, and peanut butter sauce as a cookie dough sundae, two hamburgers with cheese and bacon on them, a hot dog filled with coleslaw to the top, a couple of corn on the cobs smothered in butter and seasoning, three Corona Lights, a bag of Oreos, and a handful of chocolate gummy bears. That's all between the hours of 3 and 9 last night.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Dixie Landan tweets, I crushed two double-stack flamethrower bacon burgers, a large fry, a large Coke, a large double Oreo Blizzard, and a six-pack of Coors Light Tall Boys last night. I thought I ingested a lot, but Mraz tops me once again. Hashtag, I'm a fat lard. Hashtag, my ass, my fat ass. Vinny tweets, I'm actually impressed with Mraz with what he ate. I couldn't eat that much in a week, period. It's a lot.
DA, not to steal stun to a news's thunder, but when Sean first laid out the Chipotle and the sundae, I thought that was the end of yesterday. I thought that was his angry dinner. But no, that was lunch, late lunch, and then not even a light dinner. Two bacon cheeseburgers, and then another whole dessert, and the three beers. I don't understand how you're even awake right now.
Mraz,
I'm barely heart pumping here.
Over the course of 6 hours, actually had himself three different desserts. He had himself a bag of Oreos. He had himself chocolate gummy bears. And then he also had the cookie dough ice cream sundae. That's an amazing run. Between the hours of 3 and 9, Mraz ate two full monster meals and had three desserts.
Now, it should be noted there were two healthy choices within those desserts. They were Oreo Thins, not the Oreos, and it was peanut butter sauce on the sundae, not hot fudge or marshmallow or butterscotch. So I was thinking somewhat trying to be healthy within making a bad decision.
No, I agree.
What?
You were probably at 6,000 calories before that and instead clocked in at 5,995.
I mean, how? Wait, hold on.
This time it counts.
Because
but see, like,
you had how many Oreo Thins did you have?
All of them.
It was a sleeve's worth. I don't know how much that comes to. It could be 20, it could be 25, it could be 18. Yeah. I mean, I certainly wasn't counting.
Right. So again, you think you were healthy because you had Oreo thins, but when you have 50 of them, it doesn't really matter. That's like having 30 or 25 of the regular ones. So don't sell me on. And peanut butter sauce is not like having water as opposed to chocolate syrup or whipped cream. But stop with this. I had two healthy choices. I thought you were going to go to the corn or the cob. But those
aren't
healthy
choices. Full of my belly. I pigged out. Peanut butter is a protein that is a healthy replica.
Stop.
Divergent. That's all.
The amount of peanut butter sauce on top of your three scoops of cookie dough ice cream completely negate whatever minor health advantage your peanut butter sauce you think it has. There's no way that was a healthy decision.
Should be noted that Pete the Body is now weighed in on Twitter as well, interestingly enough.
First time he's weighed in for us ever.
He put on a GIF. He placed a GIF on his Twitter feed that has three racks of ribs, a steak. It looks like 15 different pieces of wings or potatoes, and it says, getting the grill ready for a random snack for Mraz. So, Mraz, there's a fat blast from Pete the Body today.
I hate that, and I just made the weighed-in joke. Pete is bigger than me, and we are not allowed to poke fun at his weight, but he wants to throw haymakers at me about my weight. You and Bogus as skinny men want to throw haymakers, that's fine. Pete is the round mound of rebound himself and then wants to poke fat jokes, but you can't poke one back. I'm so tired of that with him.
What?
It's so nonsensical.
What? He doesn't weigh more than you.
DA, we wouldn't know because he's not afraid to boast. He's too afraid to get on that scale. I'll get on the scale right now. I bet you he weighs more than me. I bet you he does.
What?
And that's fine, by the way. I'm not trying to be critical of him, but do not throw stones. I was once told this. It's a good saying to live by. Do not throw stones. You ever hear this one? If you live in a glass house. And that's
that
a glass
somewhere.
House.
What?
Well, how much are you clocking in at?
I mean, before yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the last time you stepped on the scale. Because, of course, last night we should add 7 pounds.
256.
So you think Pete weighs more than 256?
Yes. I bet you Pete is 270s.
You think Pete's 270? You think Pete's 15 pounds heavier than you?
The Met windbreaker definitely hides a lot. Hides a lot. I sit next to him, guys, every day. And I don't think he has a weight problem. I just think he's very close to on par with me and I think has passed me. But the problem is you're allowed to poke fun at me because I accept that's the way you should live. But there's something there, Pete, where we can't poke fun at his weight because he becomes Mr. Sensitive. And that's fine if that's the way he wants to live. But then all hands got to be off. I don't need him at 7:30 tweeting a gif like, oh, look at the snack Mraz had. Like he's sitting there eating granola all day. I mean,
I just don't like him.
You think the guy's not pounding pizza or fried chicken on his day off? Are you crazy?
AB, do you think that Pete the Body actually is the heaviest member of the DA show?
I don't, if he is DA, I don't know that it's drastically different. I think we're splitting hairs here. It's not like there's like a 30 or 40 pound difference in here. It might only be a handful of pounds, which again is not a contest that either one of them should want to win here.
Well, I'm going to frame this a completely different way. Mraz is known as the fat guy on this show. He is known as the fat guy. Could we have a fatter guy on the show? That would blow people's brains if Mraz is not the, quote, fat guy. I mean, that would blow my brain. I didn't ever think we'd have anybody on the show that weighed more than Mraz, except he who shall not be named, but he was not a full-time member of the DA show. This would be mind-blowing if we actually had somebody on staff full-time that was weighing more than the, quote, unquote, fat guy on the show.
Because I embrace the fat guy role. He's hid from the fat guy role. That's the problem. When in essence, it's there. He's not hiding it.
I know.
I've made the bag of pudding joke.
But to that point, Bogus, all of the humor has centered around Mraz being the fat guy because Pete has also added on making Mraz the fat guy. Pete has spent years poking fun at Mraz for being a fat guy. If he's fatter than Mraz, what do we have? We now live in some type of nexus of the universe where nothing would be real anymore if we poked fun at the wrong guy for being the fat guy.
What?
But as Sean said, part of Sean's being the fat guy is owning that role and very happily telling us about what he ate yesterday and then I'm sure giddily later describing his bowel movement in a group text.
Well, okay, that's being a disgusting guy. I mean, look.
Yeah, but still, it's all wrapped into one.
If Badlands Booker was running our board and was poking fun at Mraz for being the fat guy, it wouldn't work.
Well, that might be funny in a different way, but that's also not what Pete is either. Now, and there is definitely some contradiction and maybe some hypocrisy with Bilotti's eagerness to point out Sean's shaky health choices, because Pete's also guilty of eating healthy snacks by the pound. So there's all of these things are on the table.
There's no way that Pete weighs more than Mraz. There's absolutely no way. I've seen Mraz without a shirt on. There's no way. I don't care what's under that New York Mets windbreaker. There's no way Bilotti weighs more than Mraz. I guarantee you that. I don't think Bilotti is past 230. I just don't. I don't think.
Then I am issuing an open challenge to Bilotti. I will, on this show, gladly, camera on, step on a scale, and he has to do the same. If he does not, and he chooses not to, you know that he thinks he's heavier than me. Because if he felt that confident, he would do that. I'm issuing that challenge.
He might just not want his weight made public. I mean, he could be 230.
What is he, Dixieland Dan going to know his weight, and suddenly that's a problem? I mean, who cares? Honestly.
He's looking for a management role.
Or Robin at 321's going to find out the guy weighs 240? Who cares?
He's looking for a management role.
No kid. You see, he's got a schedule maker in his Twitter bio. He's already made it. You know, that weight ain't going to make a difference. That can stay in his bio.
I don't think there's any way. I don't think there's any way that he weighs more than you. No chance. Especially after last night's binging that you just did. There's no way.
What do you think? He's sitting home having arugula all day? What are you, nuts?
What?
Andrew Bogish has our headline this morning, AB. What do you got? What do we got?
These ones are sponsored by Geico, who has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. It took a few months longer than expected, but the Lakers are finally, officially, number one in the West.
Here's Anthony Davis dribbling inside half court. Davis step back three-pointer, foul and a bucket. And Anthony Davis is going to have a chance at 40
Davis
points.
Davis got 42. The Lakers got the top seed in the West with a 116-108 victory over the Jazz. That was John Ireland on Lakers radio. LeBron had 22, 8 rebounds, and 9 assists in the victory. Zion with 23 points in 25 minutes on the floor lead as the Pelicans closed out the Grizzlies 109-99. Memphis now 0-3 at Disney. Their lead on Portland and San Antonio for 8th is just 2 games. Milwaukee's Mike Budenholzer and OKC's Billy Donovan sharing the Coach of the Year award from their fellow coaches. Many thought Toronto's Nick Nurse was the favorite. He finished one vote shy of a three-way tie. The St. Louis Cardinals now dealing with 13 COVID-19 positives, 7 players, 6 staffers. They remain quarantining in Milwaukee. They will not play this week in Detroit. The Phillies, meanwhile, played last night for the first time since July 26th, then lost at Yankee Stadium 6-3. They will not play there tonight because of the tropical storm. Instead, a doubleheader in Philly tomorrow with the Yanks, the home team for the opener. The Twins beat the Pirates 5-4 for a 4-game win streak. The White Sox won in Milwaukee 6-4. Cincy topped Cleveland 3-2, and the Braves lost to the Mets 7-2, and they lost their ace, Mike Soroka, to a torn Achilles. He got hurt, leaving the mound to cover first in the third inning. NFL players now have until Thursday to opt out of the coming season because of coronavirus. The league has reported wish to move up that deadline as it reached a final agreement with the union last night. Players were supposed to have a full week once that was all done. Big 12 football going with 9 league games and 1 non-conference. The league's announcement did not include a schedule or even a start date. That's expected to be in mid to late September. Meanwhile, Oklahoma and Texas want to play, planning to play at the Cotton Bowl as usual, if possible. That according to The Athletic. On ice, the Oilers got even with the Blackhawks 6-3, a hat trick for Connor McDavid, and the Penguins beat the Canadiens 3-1, leveling that series at 1 as well. And now, boys, we
Woo-hoo!
Are stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
So we have all developed some tricks and some habits during pandemic to stay as safe and as clean as possible. I, for one, have handled money as little as possible. I can play through an app or with my card. That's the way I'm doing it. I don't have to touch anything that anybody else has touched. Now, I never thought to go as far as this unnamed person in South Korea recently went. He or she decided to wash his or her money in case it had any of the virus on it. And in a shocking twist of events, not all of the paper bills survived the washing process. Some tore and or got burned. But in another shocking turn of events, the Bank of Korea actually exchanged some of the damaged bills for new ones. You're allowed to ask for a trade-in by law. And many of the bills were accepted, and this person was given new ones. Now, too many of them were badly damaged, so those were not replaced. In the end, the person got back roughly the equivalent of $19,000. But bank officials say he or she lost way more than that by washing the bill. So the loss is significant, but lessened to a certain extent by the fact that they were able, even though it was their fault, to turn in their beat-up dollar bills and get about $19,000 back.
Think about putting $19,000 in your washing machine. But that's what I think they did. Was it the dishwasher or the washing machine? Because there had to
washing machine and dryer because things are burnt. So I'm assuming they got hot in the dryer, the coal-powered dryers they have in Korea.
So could you imagine washing them in a washing machine and then putting them in a dryer and putting a minimum of $19,000? Like you said, this person lost more than that they got back. So this is like minimum $25,000, $30,000 or more that they put in the washing machine and the dryer. It's one thing to clean like $100. It's another thing to be like, you know what? I'm going to clean $20,000. Just bring that $20,000 to the bank and get crisp new bills that you feel have already been sterilized. This is incredible. And you should see the condition of some of these. They are just like charred. They look like they've been coal-fired pizza at Anthony's. It's incredible. It's incredible. Could you imagine this being your thought process?
Who has that much money lying around in cash, though, DA? I don't understand. What is this person doing, running the Korean mob? I don't understand why they would have that much money laying around. They think that Jason Bateman in Ozark? Who has that much cash on them to even run through the washing machine?
I don't know how you just somehow come across $20,000 unless you're worried about the banks during coronavirus and you want to get all your cash out or something like that. I have no idea. Or you definitely run a cash business. I mean, there are certainly cash businesses out there. Maybe you run a restaurant and it's all cash. I mean, there's some cash only restaurants, but it's amazing for the thought to be, I'm going to sterilize this by putting it in the washing machine. I mean, you know, just use more hand sanitizer. I don't know. There's got to be a better way than not realizing you're going to crisp it to a char by putting it in the dryer.
When I was a kid, I once urinated on my sneakers, and to dry them off, my dad put them in the microwave, and they exploded, and I had no shoes before a family event.
Bob the Deli Man, after shoveling a bunch of coal into your oven, actually put your sneakers in the microwave?
Yeah, I was about 3 years old. They tell the story often, and apparently I whooped it out, and I went number one all over my sneakers. Uh-huh. Why? I was probably acting like a bad kid. And my father, in a panic, not wanting to tell my mother, said, these need to dry quick because we're on the way out the door, and you know, put the microwave on like he was making a Hot Pocket, and my shoes exploded in the microwave. So very similar to this person losing their money, I lost my sneakers, and they had to stop at Payless on the way to whatever party to make sure I had shoes.
That's amazing. The South Korean bank would also like to let you know that you should not be microwaving money either. Avoid putting banknotes in a microwave, saying that disinfection there, the effect is unclear. Antivirus guidelines in South Korea don't include sterilizing money in a washing machine or a microwave.
How about that?
For those that needed education on that. Thank you, Bogues. When we come back, it's Canadian Bacon, the day that it was at the Stanley Cup playoffs. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
The sizzle of the best goals. The saltiness of the best games.
He's without a stick. He makes another save. And still another save. And play is stopped.
We crave with the nightly action in Edmonton and Toronto of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
That's a hockey, you know, it's only a game. Why do you have to be mad? He's a good guy.
It's your morning serving of Canadian bacon. Only on the DA Show.
Every morning, Mraz takes us through the highlights of what you may have missed in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Day two, Mraz, what do we got?
Well, we start with the game that sent me down an eating bender, DA. And if you think Asaiah was the only powerful hurricane up the East Coast this week, you must have missed Andrei Svechnikov yesterday.
Here comes Sebastian Aho. He's got a break. In on Lundqvist. To Svechnikov. He scores! The hat trick for Andrei Svechnikov. The first one in Canes organization history in the postseason. And the Canes go up 4-1.
Mike Maniscalco, Hurricanes Radio Network. That's right, a hat trick for the young emerging star of the Carolina Hurricanes. They bury Bogic's and my New York Rangers 4-1. They took a commanding 2-0 series lead in this best of five. And tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, it could all be over for the Rangers, which look out on my overnight calorie intake. His hat trick, as you heard there, the first in Carolina Hurricanes postseason history. And it also, DA, maybe a footnote in a Hall of Fame career for Ranger goalie Henrik Lundqvist. He may not play Game 3 if they get Igor Shesterkin back or perhaps turn to Alexander Georgiev, meaning that The final game of Henrik Lundqvist's potential Ranger career, a great, illustrious career, could have been damaged by an Andrei Svechnikov even hat trick. That could be it for Henrik Lundqvist. So Carolina rolling. They don't look like anything that's going to be stopped.
Ooh.
That was game number one. Game number two here. We're going to go to the goal of the night. And we all know about Connor Green and his accolades on the DA show. Connor Green this, Connor Green that. Well, the goal of the night belonged to Connor freaking McDavid.
Now it's Chiasson with Nugent Hopkins on that side. He'll fire behind the net. McDavid trying to center and scored. He threw it between Keith, between Crawford's legs. And Edmonton leads it 4-3 on Connor McDavid's first NHL hat trick in the postseason.
Jack Michaels, Edmonton Oilers Radio Network. There were two first period goals, including one less than a minute in, and that power play goal gives Connor McDavid his first NHL hat trick in the postseason. Look, the NHL's really trying to put Connor McDavid on a pedestal here. He looks two steps faster than everybody on the Blackhawks, which he obviously is one of the fastest skaters in the NHL. He is so skilled, so unbelievable. What a tremendous job by McDavid last night with this hat trick. Gets Edmonton, get the series even with the Blackhawks, who are a big underdog there. If the NHL wants Connor McDavid here in a very eyes-on-them kind of scenario in this tournament to become the household name and star they desperately want and long for, despite him playing in Edmonton, he is going to need more nights like he had last night. Oilers even the series. Huge moment for Connor McDavid. And finally, our soundbite of the night comes to us from Sunday Funday on the ice. Late on Sunday night, the Maple Leafs lose Game 1 to the Blue Jackets. So naturally, star Austin Matthews is going to have to face some tough questions from the audience. Only he did not like the first question from Toronto Sun columnist Steve Simmons. Why?
Steve Simmons, Toronto Sun for Austin. It's one thing to hear about how tight they play and even watch the films of how tight they play. What was it like to experience it?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's unfortunate that I'm getting a question from you at this point, Steve, but I just wanted to say I didn't really appreciate the article you wrote about me a couple months ago. I thought, it was a bit unethical, to be honest, but moving along, I thought, they obviously play a really structured defense, and they make it hard when you get on the inside.
Wow.
And I think we just got to do a better job of maybe shooting more pucks and have guys come down on it.
Oh, uncomfortable. Steve Simmons of the Toronto Sun was the one who reported that Austin Matthews back in June was positive for COVID-19.
Oh.
And Austin Matthews wasn't having it. He didn't want his news out there that the whole world had to find out he had coronavirus. But the best part is he calls Simmons out in front of his peers, undresses him, pantses him, but then still answers his question anyway. What a freaking professional by Austin Matthews. That is your Canadian bacon.
That's phenomenal. And you have to love hockey in that way, is that I'm going to sit here and tell you how much I hate you, but then politely answer your question as well. I'm going to tell you how unethical you are, what type of snake you are, and then I will answer that question because I am a hockey player. when we come back. Coach Curtin of the Philadelphia Union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.